Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God.
Fuck was that sound? Fuck was that sound, Jorge?
It's the extendo version.
Oh, it's the extended version. Okay, all right. So it keeps going. Nice. You guys did what I asked. Finally. Finally, they do what I asked. Ooh, I feel it. What? What?
This
what,
is the Drake
what?
One?
I don't know. This is the Drake comeback song. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I'm the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things. The fucking artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the common denominator. The Real Ass Dude, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. You know what the fuck's up, baby boys. I am Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey, buddy.
Looking like a freako.
Feeling good, man.
I'm feeling very good. What a show. Oh, shit. The extended version. Let's see if it comes back in on time. It was a whole thing. It came back on time, yes. Oh, shit. There we go, Jorge. You fucking extended your job at least one more month, you little fucking Mexican wetback bitch. Two incredible guests on the show today. Very excited. You know her and love her from probably your naked pictures on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, Zia Anderson back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And from his podcast, Out for Smokes, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Racine back on the show.
Thanks. My penis is probably still on the internet because I sent it to a bunch of girls in like 2012.
Okay.
So it's probably still circulating around.
Do you think so?
Yeah, so I have naked pictures. What I'm trying to say is,
do you think these gals...
I have naked pictures, too.
You think these gals fucking share our pictures? They don't do that. These hoes? It's illegal.
I bet there's a group chat.
There's probably a group chat.
It's all illegal. It doesn't stop it from happening.
Is it illegal?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is it illegal if I send a dick pic to a gal? Is it illegal for her to then send it to her group chat and her friends to make fun of my little dick?
That I don't know. I think if you put it on the internet, it's considered revenge porn. That is illegal.
Can you share it amongst friends?
Right. You can't put
much
it in
like your actual penis, that is considered a gray area.
Is that illegal? Natalie in the booth. Shannon out today, but Natalie filling in. Jorge in the booth as well. Very excited about our production staff. Is it illegal to share your nudes with your friends? Because if so, we'll answer the question first.
I don't think, yeah.
The only kind of definitive source I'm finding is Quora, so unclear if this is like actual legal truth.
Quora.
But they're saying that as long as there's not like, hold on, this guy has a whole bunch of points.
I'm 14 years old, but I was just wondering if my whole class is going to see my penis
depends on when it was taken or like what the understanding was when the photo was shared.
My favorite is always on Quora when it's like, hey, a lawyer here. Like, lawyers are just sitting there perusing Quora in their free time to answer questions.
Right.
Like, I don't understand how they think that you think it's an actual lawyer.
I don't trust any of it anymore. This is the thing with Reddit now. Like, I go on Reddit sometimes and I'll just be on these pages where it'll be, you know, it'll be stories about, like, a woman will tell a story about how she caught her husband cheating or...
Yeah.
It's all made up.
Yeah. And that's the thing that people do. They just make up their own stories to see if they can get the story to go viral.
Sure,
and like,
sure.
And then I'm going like, well, this just makes it not as much fun. Then there's another guy, I guess he caught his wife doing this. He put it on Reddit. He was like, I caught my wife. She told me she was making up stories. And I was like, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. And she was like having these really like crazy like back and forths. And everyone was like, yeah, you should leave this bitch. She's crazy.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, wait a minute. What if this is his wife? I was like, damn, dude.
Like, Dad, did you lie and say I have a 4-inch penis on Reddit? Are you lying again?
Thank you.
Is it illegal for all of the racist live chat to be sharing all of these nudes of Zia in the racist live chat right now? That's what I want to know.
That I believe is, I think.
It's a copyright thing. So if you wanted to cause problems for me and my business.
I could.
You fucking cuntbags.
I have lawyers.
You fucking assholes. She has fucking Quora lawyers. No, horror lawyers.
The horror lawyers.
And they're going to fucking come at me, you pieces of shit. Can they not?
At least, are they showing the new boobs one at least?
They're showing the new boobs one. But I don't want to fucking be an asshole here, but I miss the old boobs.
Really? The first set?
I miss the... Wait, the first set? You have another set of new...
This is my third set.
You have a third set of new tits? I didn't know any of this.
Second set of new tits.
Time the fuck out. You got them... You
had to have them redone.
Why'd you have them redone?
I had a bunch of complications with the first set. That too. Yeah. I did write it off on my taxes. You bet your ass I did.
Nice. So, wait a minute. You had a bunch of complications.
I had a bunch of complications with the first
set. Can you please do me a favor, Jorge? Please.
Porn music?
Please. It's not porn. Slow down.
I'm sorry.
First of all, slow down. As you're talking about these old fucking tits that are apparently were poisoning your body, what happened?
Fun bags. They weren't poisoning my body, but I had animation deformity. I had a few things. Animation deformity, lateral displacement, and they bottomed out. So it was like the trifecta of shit that I had to fix.
Whoa. Slow down. So, do me a favor. The first problem is what?
Animation deformity.
What is animation deformity?
So the most common thing that they do when they put implants is they put them under the muscle.
Yeah. Mm.
So okay, look, I've gained 12 pounds. I lost 4 since this last surgery because it kicked my ass.
Yeah, but with inflation, it's like you didn't lose anything.
Remember the Adam Carolla show, To Catch a Contractor? What if you have that show where he catches guys who did bad boob jobs?
This was not my fix.
None
of this was my surgeon's fault. It's just I got unlucky. He did this second set. He did a phenomenal job.
You went back to the guy that fucked up your first set.
It wasn't his fault. He did such a good job with this second set, too.
Okay,
he didn't
What was the second problem?
The second problem, so animation formula, they stick it under the muscle, and most of the time, that doesn't cause any issues. For me, almost all the time, and anytime I move slightly, my pec muscles would... flex over the top of it, and it made it look really weird.
Okay.
Lateral displacement is when it slides over to the side. That's also caused by under the muscle. I just got really fucking unlucky.
So they had wonky tits.
Kinda, yeah. Okay. Like one slid over a bit, and then the worst part is,
did you have to pay to get them redone?
No.
Okay.
He didn't charge me his fee. I had to pay general anesthesia and the hospital fee. That was it.
And then what was the third issue?
Third issue is they bottomed out. So that's when the implant slips out of the pocket that they create. And so my nipples were like up here.
Holy shit.
Now, when they learned how to do this, did they like practice on animals?
Shit, fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. And can we adopt one of those dogs?
Yeah.
He's got a dog with sweet fat tits.
Because I think about that with like trans surgery too. Like, did they like do it on pigs before they figured out on people?
They do it now.
Yeah. So you had like Debo tits.
It open.
Yeah,
your tits were like fucking wonky,
goofy ass tits.
I don't remember. I don't know if I've seen the new ones or I just saw the old ones. I had no issue with the. I just liked you with your little fucking fun
little boobies.
Your little fun titties. You were like, you could pretend you were a child. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Now it's like I got a fucking.
See me
it's
as
great.
A woman.
It's great.
As a full blown woman.
It's great. You're a full blown woman now, though.
I like the way clothes fit now. Yeah. It's nice.
Good for you. They look great.
There's a porn star that I follow that got her. She had nice little tits, and then she got her tits done.
Did you hate it?
I don't hate it, but you know, I do kind of miss the.
Some nice little tits.
Elsa Jean. The archive. Yeah.
Elsa Jean?
No.
She got a good boob job. Hers are nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Yeah, I just, you know, little tits are fun.
All tits are fun.
Little
boobs
tits
are
good. Yeah, little tits are a good time.
They're
dude.
A good time.
The big fat fucking fumbag tits are a fun time too. But I'm just saying, little tits are like,
yeah.
Little tits are just like, hey, look at these little tits. You don't need a bra for them. They come to the party.
Girls
with little tits just they hang out all the time.
Yeah,
you got to cover these things, otherwise it's fucking obnoxious.
This is no bra.
I know, but it's fucking aggressive.
Look at them.
If you had your old little titties, we'd all be like, it would be. That's not fun. That's making me nervous. There's nothing fun about that. That's like I'm going, shit's serious right now, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, shit just got serious in here.
You know how people complain I don't make eye contact with the guests?
Yeah.
Tune in, motherfuckers. I'm going to be locked in.
Oh, shit. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. We love Zia. Zia rules. Please support her and everything she does. And let's do our plugs real quick. Let's get them out of the way and let's get our show going. See, what are you plugging on?
OnlyFans and YouTube. And Fansly, if you don't like OnlyFans. It's Zia Land on
Look
all
at those, little
things.
Tits. I'm sorry. They just put them up in the Racist Live chat. They were great.
I wonder why. They were fine. I didn't have a
anyway,
problem
good.
With them.
Sorry.
Zia Land on YouTube. I stream on YouTube 3 or 4 nights a week. It's XIALAND on my YouTube channel. Go subscribe there. They're a good time. And then, yeah, OnlyFans and Fansly, same thing. XIALAND.
Love it. Very cool. Things. Support Zia. She rules. Thank She's you. Super fucking cool. Racine, what are you plugging?
Why don't people like OnlyFans?
Oh, some people just don't like. I think on OnlyFans, they don't like the user interface does fucking suck on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
But it's some people prefer like Fansly.
I got a special out called I'm Normal, and I got a podcast called Out for Smokes.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Racine's a fucking man, dude. Zach Amico.
I just check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. I got a bunch of dates I'm announcing real soon. Lou?
Yeah, go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Come see me on the road. I'm off this weekend, but very excited. Back in Detroit, one night only, Thursday, May 16th, the Detroit House of Comedy. It's going to be a fucking blast. Detroit's always a fun time, so come out. It's only one night. Then I'm in Midtown, Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids at Midtown at Midtown GR, is that what it's called? I don't know, whatever, it's a fucking like rock club. I did it last year with Aaron Berg, it was awesome. Come out, Grand Rapids, Friday, May 17th. Then I'm in Glendale, Wisconsin, the Sprecher Brewery. I did that last year with Aaron as well, May 16th, awesome fucking venue. Come out to that. And then I'm in Las Vegas, May 24th, 25th. I got, yeah, 4 shows. I got a little bit of a break. Then I'm in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I got Ontario, California at the Ontario Improv. Los Angeles is not up, but July 5th and 6th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store. Oxnard, California, Levity Live, July 7th. And then I got Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland's that same weekend as Pittsburgh as well. Go down a little bit more, guys. New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, California, the Regs at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. And then I'm going to be, that weekend, I'm going to be doing some special guest sets with a very famous comedian in New England. Tacoma, Spokane, all those shows all up on the website now, and I'm adding more. I'm touring through the end of the year, so make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets, come check me out on the road. I have a blast performing comedy for you guys. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. That will unlock over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere in the world. They're all uncensored. If you love the show and you're watching it on YouTube, we heavily censor the show for YouTube. We have to. We can't lose our YouTube channel. So you don't even get half the fucking show. I'll tell you right now, it's a better show. Plus, we do a bonus episode, a Friday show that's only available for subscribers. Make sure you guys subscribe, gasdigital.com. It really does help us out. Use that promo code. That's how we get a little kickback for the show specifically, and get you a discount, and it gets you a free trial. So why not fucking support us? Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, where you get all these nudes of Zia, apparently. So don't get our lawyers involved, but I'm just saying, guys, if you want to, two birds, one stone. All right.
Now, what? Is it illegal to screenshot from OnlyFans?
No, not illegal, but it's like as unethical. Long as it's for personal use, it's fine. Is if you start uploading it other places, when uploading it becomes illegal. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, people do that. Do you have people that go and like pull it down from there? What's the one site? There's a website that has a lot of OnlyFans. I guess we shouldn't promote it.
There are a bunch. Definitely don't promote it. Have lawyers that
There's one specifically. I won't say the name of it because fucking, you know, out of respect for all of these, you know, OnlyFans girls. But, you know, but there's one that specifically you just search the name and then they pull up a lot of.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah. There's a lot. Like, it's a whole thing. But it's most OnlyFans.
Look at Jorge. Jorge is like, yes, yes.
There's a bunch of OnlyFans.
Jorge's like, we definitely were not watching midget porn on that on Friday.
But in a weird way, like, 'tis the free versions of it. Like, we have to give out the podcast for free, but that gets people to subscribe.
There's a certain amount that I think some of us don't mind, but you do have to be, like, I'll get lazy with it sometimes.
You're not
going
to be a podcaster,
mindful.
Right?
Huh?
Are
you
gonna she is.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah, I do all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. I didn't get into OnlyFans until after I was doing everything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a more recent thing. Nice. But yeah, it's a certain amount is fine, obviously, but it gets to a point where you're like, all right, I gotta fucking get on top of this, and you get your lawyers and they do the
get
whole
on top
thing.
Of it. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She only can talk like a whore.
That's all my podcast.
Who is that out there? Is that your sister?
Oh, that's my friend Mary Beth.
Your friend Mary Beth.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know Brian Johnson from Tell Him Steve Dave?
No.
Comic book man?
Sure.
God damn it. That's his wife.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, hell yeah. Shout out to that guy as well. Very cool. Awesome. Look, great show planned today.
Yeah, we're not here to talk about guys, though.
Okay? Yeah, let's not fucking bring guys up into this fucking... I think, yeah, let's... What is this? This is an 11-day nude cruise.
Ooh.
Ready to set sail. What is this?
Sign me up.
This looks pretty fucking cool.
So, it's a... Exactly, more or less, what it sounds like. All for nudists for 11 days from Miami to the Caribbean in February. Nude everywhere except for three main locations, which are primarily like the dining room. You can't be nude. But as it notes, there's a large buffet area for nude outdoor dining. If you're like really trying to eat naked, like that's fine. And you have to put a towel down before sitting inside. Yeah. But everyone's nude everywhere else all the time.
Dude, this sounds fucking awesome. I have genuinely the body type for a nude cruise.
It sounds great on paper.
Yeah, until you get there and it's just a bunch of old, fat, naked dudes. Zach, that's what it is.
I have performed at a nudist retreat.
Well, people say nudist like it's like some ideology, you know? Like, what? I don't know. What's like the thinking behind it?
No, like they're horny stuff? Old swingers. Yeah. That's what they are, right? Yeah. That's all this is. And there's not going to be any good-looking people.
Yeah.
But... Zach, I could be convinced.
Mm-hmm.
If Shannon and Natalie would come to the nude cruise, I would do the nude cruise with you.
Do they have comedy?
We do. I'm sure they do. If us performing, if they're
a cruise. I perform naked on a at a.
You get to see Graham K.
It says a quote from the guy who's speaking about it says, "I'd say 20% are attractive, 20% are average, and 60% are unattractive."
Yeah, that's fucking
that's
brutal.
Not bad numbers though.
But here's the thing: I'm most attractive in my clothes. Once you get me naked, I'm not. It all starts to fall apart. Like you don't want to. At that point, it's just too late.
Yeah,
you know.
I have like a really flat ass.
You have flat ass?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have Hank Hill's butt.
I have a flat, wide, fucking dimply, fucking shitty ass. My ass sucks.
I have like tits and a flat ass for some reason. I don't know how. I look like a
90s.
White trash woman.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
well, you'll fit right in, buddy.
Yeah. You know you go to like a Chinese buffet and you're like, how did those women get that body? That's my body.
When I performed at it, we were in like a pavilion outside, and they're like, "Hey, before the show starts, everybody's cold. They want to go get clothes." And we're like, "Yeah, sure, that's fine." Yeah. So we postponed the show like 15 minutes. Every dude just went and put a t-shirt on, and came back pantsless, like with full
like
Winnie
the Pooh
in it.
Yeah.
It was so funny because they gave us like rules before, and one of the things, they can't cook naked. So the lady had an apron on, and she was like the lady that ran it. And she's like, just, you know, people come and they try to make fun of the nudists. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're just nice, happy, normal people. And as she said normal people, she took her glasses off and rubbed them with her apron. So she just showed me her old vagina and just flashed me her old bush.
Yeah. The spider came out of her vagina.
Oh, it was bad. The weirdest thing, and I said on the show before, was taking a shit and walking out naked.
Yeah.
Because all the bathrooms are co-ed, because it doesn't matter. Everybody's naked.
Right.
So you take a shit, and then you walk out.
I don't yeah, you're never going to feel like you're clean enough to walk out, like, fucking with your shitty ass.
Yeah, and then everyone has a butt towel. Mm-hmm. So anything you sit on, you have to put a towel down.
Ew.
A butt towel? That
That's sense. How it is on the cruise, too.
Yeah. Length of a butt towel? A little shitty butt
towel? I
need that
in my own house, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm getting older, dude. I can use a butt towel. Yeah. Can I have a dick towel? Because my dick constantly just pees a little
bit.
I just constantly... And my underwear...
That only happened to women after
my
they gave birth.
My underwear, anytime, has a little bit of pee.
Me, too. More as I'm getting older,
yeah,
for
dude.
Some reason.
Yeah, more and I just accept it. I'm like, yeah, the front of my door is always wet.
Yeah.
It's like a wet baby.
Yeah, I feel like I can always like smell my own ass these days. Like I sit down and then I'm like,
listen, man, I mean this, guys. Yeah. I mean this. If you were to put your finger in my ass crack,
right,
and just swipe up, it will always be wet.
Wet, yeah.
Always. Yeah. Women don't have that problem.
I was gonna say, what happened?
I don't know, dude. I don't know why my ass always has a sweaty slime in it at all times.
Yeah.
Is this too real ass? Hold on. You know what, folks? You know what? Hold on. It's time to get real ass, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. Time to get real ass. My producers do nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get wet ass.
Fucking wet ass dude.
No, but I shit twice today, and I was like walking over here, and I was like, my ass was so itchy, I was like spreading my cheeks apart as I was walking.
It's more impressive like scratch twice it already. Good
dude,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude. Women don't have itchy assholes, probably. Yeah, no. That's
probably,
like a thing,
yeah.
like.
And I'm like, what do I do? Because I wiped it with baby wipes.
Okay, I was going to ask, wet wipes.
That's what I did.
A bidet. Is it the hair? Does the hair start to itch? Is that what it is?
It's probably the foods we're eating.
Oh, maybe.
I would
yeah.
imagine.
It could be the hair. It could be everything.
Too much ice cream.
I keep the hair.
I think my I have to scratch my dick and balls all the time, and I'm like, is there something wrong with me? But I think it's just the hair growing all around my dick and balls. It's just regularly.
And it's like gray now, so it's getting it's the rougher
texture.
You know
what? No, that's exactly what it is. Sorry, I didn't interrupt. I just had an epiphany, because if I don't shave for a couple of days, like if I let it get it's itchy as fuck, that's what it is.
Maybe I'll start waxing like a fucking slut.
My pubes look like they're getting gentrified now.
Natalie, how much would I have to pay you to wax me like on the show live?
Your ass crack?
Everything.
A lot of money.
Brazilian. Full Brazilian.
Full Brazilian, you'd have to give me a lot of money.
What's a lot of money? A lot of money to you is different than a lot of money to me.
$40.
At least $1,000, Natalie. Don't sell yourself short.
No,
that's a big
job. I was gonna say.
Natalie's like, Mom, guess what? I got a little bonus today at work.
You looking for a real number?
A real number. What's the number?
To wax your ass crack.
To wax my ass and dick and balls.
You gotta go at least $260.
Wait, what is 260 to you?
$260.
No, I was thinking like
$10,000. $10,000? Oh, you're crazy. Wow,
I would wax a part of you that you would show on the internet for like $50.
You better wax the inside of my asshole with your tongue for $10,000. That's crazy.
I'm not putting my hands in your asshole.
I said your tongue. I want your hands handcuffed behind your back. We're going to be playing fucking the theme music from the last level in Super Mario. It's going to be fucking dark in this place. You don't even know. To wax, that's just funny. It's a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, people take that job.
I mean,
children
you can
take that job.
Yeah, there was that woman who fucking...
Well, you come out of the shipping container and you're like, where can I work?
It's not a bad job. So is there like a trailer or anything for this 11-day nude cruise? Because I'm thinking about it. I would consider coming, maybe bring some fans. Dude, it would be so just walking around. It would have to be. When is this?
February.
Maybe it's a great reason to get in shape, dude. But I'd have to grow my dick somehow.
Yeah.
You could do what, there's this one dude I saw, it was a story, he spent $10,000 on fillers to make his dick bigger.
Soft.
You could do that.
See, I can make my dick bigger with fillers instead of paying you to wax me, Natalie. Are you fucking out of your mind?
I think you should.
Larger dick.
Yeah, I don't know how long it lasts, because fillers don't last forever. Like, if you get fillers, you got...
Oh, like lip fillers in your cock?
It's lip fillers in your dick.
I've said this before. I dated a girl that had lip fillers, and it felt like her lips were little penises.
I call my dick a lip filler.
I really hard,
I don't get
right?
past them. But I fill between the lips real good.
Nice.
Is there a trailer or something for this, or like an advertisement?
Just some promotional pictures if you
want
to see those.
Please.
Here's a picture of the last one.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Look
they're
at
all
that.
Naked in this.
Is that the same cruise that we do with...
Is that Shiprock?
Shiprock Cruise or Practical Jokers Cruise?
It's from Norwegian. I don't
that's
know.
Yeah, dude,
it's Norwegian.
Oh, my God. There. Could you get an STD if someone, for example, didn't use their butt towel and you're just... spreading
that's why they have
juices
the
yeah but
I mean
if they like sit down
is it that different than if you got in the hot tub with people?
I don't know, is it
is
well,
that
I
yeah that
like...
that's where you're at, you're worried about getting an STD from sitting on somebody's fucking butt towel.
STDs from fucking disgusting old ladies.
I'm about to fucking a fucking 90 year old fucking swamp lady in your mind, a ghoul from fucking Fallout. You need a party on this fucking booze cruise?
Oh, no, that's too much.
Hold a pillow over her nose hole.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that would be... So it's February. That's a great excuse to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
You got almost a year. That's a lot of
time. Broadcast live from the fucking cruise. Which, by the way, look at this. We can barely, barely wait. I like it. I like a pun, dude.
Yeah.
Also, I was just watching TikToks from a swingers cruise.
Go back to that picture, by the way. Zoom in a little bit. Look at this cretin of a guy, and look at this hot chick. Yeah, are they like false advertising? Have you ever seen more false advertising? It's like, come on, you're going to get this fucking perfect 10 to touch you. Look at him. It's not. It's actually a bad Photoshop. That's not even
a
real photo.
They probably just grabbed two random people who wanted to be in the picture.
Yeah, or every lady at the nudist resort I played at looked like the lady in the tub in The Shining.
Oh no.
Fucking gross.
We should have the people that book us hit them up and see if they have comics yet.
Have you guys ever been on cruises before?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't like the idea of being trapped on a fucking boat at sea.
I just watched video footage of a cruise, it wasn't even like a major cruise ship. It was like a small tour cruise boat, like in the Bahamas. That went, I think it was the Bahamas. See if you can find that footage. It was like going down, and people, like an old lady died, one person died.
Oh yeah.
And like
that was recent.
Yeah, I just saw it a couple days ago. So maybe sometimes these things, people post shit on the internet to like just keep on fucking drumming up outrage and interest. And
okay,
just,
so I don't know if this is true, but did you read the thing about if there's an ice cream party on the cruise?
No.
So cruises, there's so many old people. They have a morgue.
Uh huh.
Like I know, some rock star died. Link Ray or like one of these old rockabilly guys just died on a cruise.
Oh my God.
But like they don't stop the cruise.
So they just put the body in the morgue until they come ashore?
Holy shit. I read a thing, and this could be complete bullshit.
No, what they do is they weekend at Bernie's it. They dress him up and they put him on the deck.
You can take pictures with him.
I read a thing, and it could be horseshit, that if a cruise has a random ice cream party, it's because they ran out of room in the morgue. And they had to put a body in the freezer.
No.
That has to be against like every fucking, whatchamacallit law.
I'm sure it's whatchamacallit bullshit.
It's a law about candies.
Yeah, that, you know what I'm saying.
that breaks Snickers law.
But I think I read a thing that like, something. On
How many
average,
people die every cruise?
Considering the amount of old people that go.
There's thousands of people on a cruise. Well, a lot of old people there. I'm assuming look this number up.
Four per cruise, right?
I bet you if you look this number up right now.
That's too many.
Not every cruise. But I bet you every summer there's a half dozen to a dozen people that die on cruises. Mm-hmm. Every year. How
and
many
they're
people
drinking,
per year?
They're partying, they're going harder than they're used to.
Right.
They're eating buffets of God only knows what.
Shittiest food. That's the
problem. I would say bury me at sea like Osama bin Laden. Don't put me in an ice cream freezer.
Just throw you overboard.
That's my last wish.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Be in an ice cream freezer.
Yeah,
an estimated 200 people a year die on cruises.
200 per year.
Lot,
wow.
That's a lot.
Crazy. That's almost one a day.
Yeah.
That's
most
wild.
Of them are, like you said, most of them are old people. They just were going to die anyway.
Is that what it says?
It's very few of them are like... foul play. I'm trying to figure out, or not foul play, but like accidents.
They're playing with chickens. No.
Fuck yeah.
So there's just old people dying of old age, and they're in their fucking cabin. And
it's unclear. I'm trying to figure out like specifically.
There was an old lady who like she was just rich, and then she moved onto a cruise. You saw that?
It was cheaper for her to get like a year pass.
She just literally lived on a cruise. I'm trying to get my aunt to go on a cruise because my aunt Amory, she's 87 years old, and we did Jamaica this year for the family vacation. Great time. And last year we did Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico sucked, right? But. My aunt loved it because it was a casino at the hotel. So the whole time my old aunt was just playing the fucking penny slots. I'd give her $100 for the day and she'd just sit there and she was in heaven, dude.
My uncle used to do it to my aunt who had Alzheimer's. He'd give her like $20 and just put it.
He would tell her that's her son.
Yeah. The buffalo. Yeah. Son.
This is your robot grandson. Yeah. It's his birthday. Give him $5. Get him.
In quarters.
And keep on pulling his arm down. He's going to try to Heil Hitler.
What you do is you take Aunt Amory, get her own room, and then you put an upside down pineapple on it and leave it unlocked.
Oh, no.
Poor Aunt Amory.
Where's the second person? It's just her alone.
It's just her alone in a room with a pineapple on it.
Yeah, dude. No, she would fucking love it. She was like, no, I don't want to be on a boat. She doesn't understand. When you're on a cruise.
Look at your son, SpongeBob.
There's no... unless you're hitting like crazy waters, you really don't feel anything. But I will say, to be honest, there was a couple times where we hit some like crazy water and you'd like feel the boat swaying. That got a
little
wild. Cruise
drunk is a different drunk.
Yeah.
People take headers a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't get used to it, like you got to get your sea legs. But then the first time you get drunk, you try to walk a straight line down the hallway. And
now, I heard
the
food's
the
not
floor.
Very good.
The food sucks, dude.
Yeah, so the whole idea of a cruise to me sounds fucking
terrible.
You're cooking for 400 or 500 people at a time or thousands of people, but the buffets are designed for like the masses.
Right.
And they're also, because they have people that are coming from all over the world, they don't really nail, like, it's not like, it's like all Americans are like, you know what, we're gonna fucking just have American cuisine. Like, the crew will be like from Sweden, mm-hmm. or like half the crew is from like, you know, Sweden, and then half the crew is from Malaysia,
right?
And they mix the crews, and then their idea of what a hamburger should taste like is kind of just fucked up and weird.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then they also like cook the shit out of everything because they're afraid of people
getting sick.
So the spot to go on the cruise we did was the Guy Fieri burger stand, and those burgers were like fucking hockey pucks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, because they can't risk people getting food poisoning and getting everybody sick.
Look that up. I was going to say, Shannon. Natalie, look up the best food, or cruise with best food. Because there's got to be a cruise that just nails the food, right?
Yeah.
There's no way fucking like really, really, really rich people go on cruises fucking deal with shitty food.
The restaurant was pretty good on the boat. Like, the sit-down restaurant, not the buffet.
You're just trash, dude.
Just the fact that one of them...
You were so poor at the time that you don't realize, like, how bad it was. That sit-down restaurant, all it was the buffet food, and they would put, like, a flour on the plate and, like, just chop it differently. Yeah. It was the same exact quality food.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for steak.
You are a sucker for a flour on a plate.
The article I'm looking at has a section of luxury cruise lines and regular cruise lines. You want to hear the regular ones?
No, I want to see. You want to hear the luxury ones? Luxury ones. Let's go.
So Oceania is the top one.
There's a restaurant near me called Oceano's. It's fucking solid. So anyway, sorry.
And then it
has my ADD kicking in.
It has a list of the top two restaurants to go to. In there are Red Ginger, which is like an Asian.
Sorry, Natalie. Move on. Sorry, Natalie. Yeah. You suck.
One of the
You're the producer today. You should be like, this sucks. Let's not do this.
One of the ones in the mainstream one is Disney, which shocked me. The Disney cruise lines.
My
like, there's no way that's
Disney
true.
Cruise with his for his honeymoon.
With what?
With no kids?
Yeah. He's a
that's
fag?
Creepy. Yeah. That's super weird.
I should have said, yeah. Him and his 900-pound husband went on the...
went on the Disney cruise. Electric wheelchair, fucking loser.
They had cans tied to the back of the scooter.
Fucking piece of shit family. Fucking makes me sick, dude. On a Disney cruise, that sucks.
Doesn't that suck?
Dude, if I was his wife, I would cheat on him. I would cheat on him with the guy in the Goofy costume.
Oh, yeah, you just walk in on your wife blowing Goofy. Borsh!
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Disney cruise might be fun for the kids, right? That's what is a Disney cruise like? There's good food on the Disney cruise?
Allegedly, yeah.
Maybe that's a family vacation next year. Because my aunt's stupid as fuck, too, right? She's 87. She has no idea. I don't have to tell her she's going on a cruise. I can just say we're going on vacation.
You take her to Washington Heights. Tell her she's in Puerto Rico.
Doug, I'm telling you, man. Old people don't know shit.
Yeah.
So I'll walk her onto the boat, and she's not even going to fucking know. I'll just distract her. I'll have her sleep. Right. How do you put her? Is there a legal way to put her to sleep?
I just give her some pills.
Melatonin.
Some Ambien.
Yeah, just give her some Ambien.
Be like, an edible.
Is it going to help you sleep? Yeah, or an edible.
Can she walk?
Yeah, she can walk, but we'll get her a wheelchair anyway.
Yeah. That's the weekend at Bernie's move. You give her an edible. Yeah. You get her through. You could probably sneak a ton of drugs on your aunt if she's in a wheelchair.
How much is the Disney cruise? Disney cruise might be the way to go because my fucking, I'm not going to say this, she's lost a lot of weight, but my fat sister loves Disney. Loves it.
Yeah.
Fat chicks and gay guys. They fucking love Disney, dude.
I don't really get it.
What?
Disney.
Me neither.
There's so much goddamn fucking singing in every movie they do. They break into song every 5 fucking minutes. It's
but some of those movies are like kind of untouchable in terms of quality.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
like,
some of them are fine.
101 Dalmatians is very good.
Yeah.
Look, we're Lion King. We're from a different generation where we didn't have, like, how old are you, Zia? Like 30?
Mm, yeah, sure.
You're younger than me for sure.
Yeah, I know that.
And every decade or so it becomes a little different. Like our generation, like when Disney movies came out, first of all, a Disney movie would come out every like 2 or 3 years. It was a very big deal. Animation back in the day was such a crazy process, an expensive process, and it still is.
It was like building a pyramid. They're just throwing foreign people. They're just throwing foreign bodies at it.
Dude, so we would have these massively epic movies, and we would also only get one or two kids' movies a year. Like, that would come out. Like, everybody saw The Lion King. Like, our generation, like, literally, not a single fucking kid who didn't see The Lion King. Now, like, there's, like, with every platform, the amount of things that are coming out, like, there's just plenty, there's so many things that you just won't go down that path as a kid these days. So I think you probably just had more options.
For me, it was Miyazaki. I just really, I loved Miyazaki films. The Studio Ghibli, like, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, those were my fucking jam. I still have them all on Blu-ray. I fucking love
those
movies.
The virgins at home going, oh, I love you. Oh, Miyazaki.
Pikachu.
Hey, Pokemon 2. Yeah,
yeah. Fucking all the fucking fag version virgins at home fucking freaking out because you watch. I watched Spirited Away for the first time on acid.
Oh, shit.
In the movies.
That's wild.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, just, I remember it just stood at the pigs, when they turn to the pigs and they're eating.
And the parent,
like,
yeah.
I'm on acid being like, this is too fucking much, dude.
I can't believe you tried to watch that on acid. Holy shit.
Too much. We were crazy, dude. It was, when you're on acid, you don't need a crazy animated movie. You don't need anything. On acid, I could just look at the grooves of this giant screw for an hour and just get lost in it. And fucking, it would be wild.
That giant screw would get lost somewhere.
Like, Lewis is fucking himself with a screw.
I'm not acid, doggy.
Yeah, you understand. I was one with the earth.
Yeah, here's the thing, dude.
Lewis, those were candy buttons.
Yeah, but you don't need, like, when you're on hallucinogens, you don't need to do anything. You don't need, like, crazy music. You don't need anything. Just the sound of anything will fucking get you
going. Dude, I was watching videos of Fish at the Sphere after Drew Carey did that, like, big rant on how great it was.
Oh, I didn't know Fish was at the Sphere.
Dude, it looked, I mean, it makes me want to see Dark Side of the Moon there.
Well,
so
you
bad.
Too looked crazy at the Sphere, but their music is such horseshit that I got offered free tickets to see U2 at the Sphere. I was like, no, I would rather literally jerk off by myself in a hotel room than go see U2 at the Sphere.
They're doing UFC at the Sphere, right?
Yeah, they are doing UFC at the Sphere. That'd be cool. Look, seeing Tool at the Sphere would be awesome. Nine Inch Nails at the Sphere. I'm just going to keep on saying at the Sphere.
Deftones.
But what do they do? They show you a movie or something while the
look up Fish
happening?
At the Sphere. It's literally like IMAX, but it's the entire
thing.
I thought
you were talking about actual fish in the ocean. I realize they're talking
about
that's
what
the
I
band.
Thought initially.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And their music is not my thing, but the visuals like are so fish. Cool, and everyone looks like they're having such a great time.
Okay.
So the visuals, I mean, if you're on hallucinogens in the Sphere, it would almost be too much.
Oh, it would scare the shit out of me.
So the Sphere is this venue in Vegas, and it's a sphere. When you fly into Vegas, you'll see it, and they change. You could advertise on it. It's like $250,000, I think, an hour or something like that to advertise on the Sphere. Jesus, but like, you'll be in, you'll look out the plane. It's pretty cool. Like, and it'll look like a giant eyeball just following you, and you're like, whoa. And then it'll turn into like a happy face, and it's really cool. Pull up just video image. You look at the outside
first.
This
is Fish. Okay.
Pull up the outside of the Sphere first, because they change it constantly, and the way it's made, it's not LED screens. It's like made with these like lights. Like I saw like a how they made the Sphere thing, and it's really, really cool. So from far away here, show the outside if you can. There it is.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's just it's bigger than any building in Vegas, awesome. And they change it. Like the outside, they can do really cool things with like.
And it's crazy. It was like $2.3 billion.
It's wild.
Oh, I would love them to make it the Eye of
Sauron. Now the inside of it also has.
Can they put
LED.
The Italian flag on it?
The inside of it is also... Pull up different things they do on the outside. Yeah. The inside of it is also... yeah, it's fucking cool, dude. It's just like
awesome.
A... It's a wild thing just in...
Yeah, I need that to be the Eye of Sauron. Someone has to do it. That'd be so rad.
So the inside of it, you're in this sphere now.
Look at her. Miyazaki, the Eye of Sauron. She knows what she's doing.
This fucking, this... Let me like what I like, goddammit.
I know, but you were like, you probably like dress up like Gandalf and.
Yeah, I role play as Gandalf when I put his staff
hey
in
guys,
the seat.
Hey guys, I'm sexy Bilbo Baggins.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Oh, she's just like us. Oh,
Bilbo
awesome.
Baggins and the one cock ring.
Yeah.
And so the inside is like all the chairs have like speakers in them, and like so you're getting a 3D view and a visual show. And I guess U2 was there and they did a show, and I guess Fish was just there. But like I'm thinking of like, dude, like Tool would be like an incredible visual show in the Sphere. You'd have to like, it has to be music that I really dig. I don't dig any of this music.
Iron Maiden 2 would be awesome. Have you ever seen one of their shows?
I've seen just on video.
Holy
they're great
shit.
Live.
I got to go for the first time last year. It was amazing.
Let's see. Let's hear some volume.
Yeah, the music is not my thing at all, but they did one where the entire thing was people in floats. Like it was the whole ceiling was an ocean.
That's cool.
And it was hundreds and hundreds of people in like.
All right, let's fast forward to a cool part, guys.
Yeah, he's like, imagine if it was Stewie Griffin, huh? That'd be so cool.
What's wrong with Stewie?
This stinks.
No, yeah, dude, the one I watch, if you look, it's like the one, it looks like the ocean inside.
Oh, man. I want to go.
Yeah, it the right show would be fucking cool for sure.
I think it's Dark Side of the Moon or Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd would be incredible. Pink Floyd.
See Roger Waters in there.
Yeah.
Do the Wall in there. Yeah, that would be fucking sick.
Toby Keith.
See that?
Yeah, it's just an American flag the whole time, yeah. And he's dead.
Yeah. Is there a better version of that on the inside? There must be.
I mean, Natalie.
That
Fish uploaded
this. That was Fish. This is Dark Side of the Moon. This is
Wait, they did Dark Side of the Moon there?
Anyway, hold on. Oh, this is stupid. Why did they call it that? Never mind. Sorry. This is the actual moon.
Fish Sphere, and then the one that's all little people on floats. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Good job, Natalie. Wow. I miss Shannon. I miss Shannon already. I never thought I'd say that.
Blame Shannon.
I blame Shannon for this. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they really do make incredible restaurant-quality meals that get delivered right to your door, and you microwave them in just 2 minutes, and you have just the best meal possible. It makes life easy. You don't have to cook, prepare things, buy ingredients, go grocery shopping, clean all the dishes. It's too much, especially if you're a young dude or if you don't have a big family. Factor Meals is the way to go.
Yep, Factor Meals are fresh, never frozen. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken grilled steakhouse filet mignon. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have snacks, and whatever your diet plan is, if you're allergic to anything, your keto, whatever it is, Factor Meals has got you covered.
If you want to try them out, just go to factormeals.com. That is the website, factormeals.com/wrap50. Use the code WRAP50, R-A-P-5-0, to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that's factormeals.com. Use the promo code WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? All right, I guess moving on. There it is. We're going to always want volume every time. This is Pink Floyd, but what is that? Forget it. We're going to move on, Natalie, and we're going to pretend that nothing just happened there. I'm so upset. I was so specific.
I was
really
trying to make a joke
out
about like seeing like a big fat comedian there, but all the fat comedians are they're dead.
Sitting in the room.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All the fat comedians are
the last Mohican.
Oh, boy. All right, so look, let's move on. Jim Jones fights two men at the airport. Who's Jim Jones? Is he a football player?
Rapper?
Fighter?
I know John Jones. That's John Jones.
Oh, hold on.
Who the hell's a Jim Jones?
Jim Jones is the cult leader who gave people Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Oh.
Who is failing me here? What is happening? Who got into a fight at the airport?
Jim Jones.
Isn't it the first sentence of the article, Lewis?
Let's say it. Let's see now. Let's pull it up. Let's get rhythm of pulling things up.
It's already up.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, dude, escalator fights suck.
This fight is really escalating.
Hell yeah.
Sorry. Oh, you see that? You can't help
but stare. He's got to walk the other way.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this guy's can't fight at all, dude. This guy's...
Yeah.
Oh, two women. Oh, no.
They seriously sent two women for this.
He is a rapper.
Oh, wow.
That's his rap name, Jim Jones? Mm-hmm. Not great.
Yeah, you can call yourself whatever you want.
I guess that's true.
This is like a white family.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an old guy. Oh, no.
Aw.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Did he punch this woman?
Sounds like Cypher Sounds.
Wow. Who is Jim Jones? Give me some more information on who Jim Jones is. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. I'll tell you right now, there's a cultural shift happening. Mm-hmm. Because I was completely like... even there. Usually I root for the white people in every one of these things. Usually I'm like, I was like, all right, come on, white guys, get in there. Come on.
Right.
But right now I'm like,
they're the underdog in like a fight.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah.
But I think maybe it was the 2-on-1. I was like, you know what? This is even now. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Two white guys, one black guy. We'll call it fair. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. He's a rapper from the hip hop collective, the Diplomats. Oh, Dipset. He's from Dipset.
Natalie's firing on no cylinders today.
It's okay. I don't know what any of it is anyway.
Yeah, me neither.
I assumed it was John Jones the Fighter. I didn't actually read it.
That's okay.
That well.
It's okay.
I feel like black people are moving on to other forms of transportation because the bus used to be their domain.
Right.
But now they're taking the airports.
Yeah. Airport fights are... It's kind of crazy. I would never get into an airport. Actually, that's not true. Me and Kim Kong did almost beat up a chick at the airport once.
What did she do?
She was like arguing with Kim and then sort of like videotaping us and... I fucking threw her, or did Kim throw her phone?
Kim threw her phone,
yeah. Kim just fucking grabbed her phone and fucking just chucked it across the airport.
What was the initial fight about?
Kim was trying to get, there was no headspace above her, so she had to go back and put her bag like a few rows back.
On the plane?
On the plane.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, oh,
that's risky to fight on the plane.
This is as we were getting off the plane. So she tried to go get her bag,
yeah.
And this black chick was like, she was like, nah, you can wait.
Yeah.
And Kim's like, no, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to get it right there. And yeah. Then it became a kind of like a shovey type thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just turned into two Puerto Ricans.
Sure.
Yeah. Two Puerto Ricans fighting a black chick in an airport.
Yeah.
Kim threw her phone. I spit in the girl's face.
You changed like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. And then me and Kim literally switched jackets and ran in opposite directions because the airport security was chasing us. We literally took separate cabs home.
Okay.
We went to different fucking areas.
Yeah. Were you coming back or you were going somewhere?
We were coming back from somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. We were trouble. We were trouble for each other. It wasn't good. It wasn't good, okay. Guys.
Yeah, but you know what? Good for you guys. Don't let someone get in your face about some dumb fucking bullshit like that.
Yeah. Airport.
There's a whole weird thing with deboarding the plane and like who, because if somebody tries to go from the back row and like, you know, go forward, I go, what's happening?
That's
here?
Bonkers.
Because you're supposed to go row by row, but then sometimes, yeah, people have like.
I had bags. A guy just recently, a bunch of black guys tried to cut in online, like we were going somewhere, and they tried to cut in, and I was like, nah. I was like, guys, there's a whole line here. He was like, yo, we're all going to the same place. I was like,
no,
we're literally not.
We're literally not, yeah.
We're going to so many different places.
Yeah, it's fucking
crazy.
Yeah, different times.
Yeah.
Different departure times.
I can't.
They tried to cut in the security line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't handle it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
Which, just ask if you need to do that.
Yeah. And I have. I've done that. I've been the guy at the airport being like, hey, I'm going to miss my flight. And then I just cut everybody. Yeah. And then eventually you get to every time. A black person who's just does not for some whatever they're like nah you can't. I was like, literally every other person said I can cut, but you said no.
Yeah.
So now I have to fight you in the airport. Now we're both gonna not go anywhere.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop being black for just 1 minute of your fucking life? I should tell black people how to act. I really should, dude. Dude, I saw a video of a white family. I think they might have been in England, beating the shit out of a black chick. Like they just jumped her, and there were all these like little like white girls. It was like 12-year-old girls. It was crazy. It was just like it was like opposite day. I didn't know what the fuck I was watching. It was like a mom.
A bunch of girls,
two teenage girls were fighting, and then like all the little sisters jumped in. But they were like 10-year-old girls. They were like kicking the shit out of this girl.
Uh-huh.
But this black girl would not go down. See if you can find that video. Okay. This black girl would not. Dude, I wrote. You know what? If you go to my replies on Twitter, I replied to it and I said black people are superhuman. And then a lot of my racist fans were like, you mean subhuman, right? And I was like, all right, you guys got it. It's fine.
What? How is that not superhuman?
Subhuman? Superhuman's above human.
No, right.
Subhuman's below.
Why do we have to call them subhuman?
Well, I don't know. I thought I was very impressed with the fact that she didn't go down.
Yeah.
After all these white girls were beating the shit out of her. She just kept on fucking fighting.
How small
fighting.
Were these white girls, though? Was it they like were their punches girls. Were probably more annoying than anything?
Women can't.
They were like the little dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Just all swarming.
Yeah. Just nipping at her ankles. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do kill one person. They managed to.
Me.
Yeah.
Did you find that fight? I replied that.
I'm trying to find it in your replies. I don't see it.
It's there. I'll tell you that much. I know for a fact it's there.
No, because that sucks when you have to go back in the plane to get your bag.
Yeah, because you need to get it right away before people start getting up and getting out.
What you have to do is you have to warn everybody.
Yeah.
You have to, but a lot of people don't travel. Like, I travel a wild amount, right?
I got it.
So I know. Hold on one second. Pull it up in a second. So I know how to do it, right?
Yeah,
so if your bag's back there. As you're landing, before people are unbuckled, while you're taxiing, you go, hey, guys, I have to get my bag real quick, so do you guys mind if I just run and grab it?
Right,
and then you throw a lie. Be like, I have to catch a connecting flight.
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt anybody. It's a white lie. You don't need to catch a connecting flight.
Sure.
If they see you in the taxi line, you're like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a white lie. I have to go see my kids.
There we go.
Uh, Pull up the video. Look, so black girl has the advantage.
She got the advantage.
Uh-huh.
Then look.
This is in like Ireland or something.
Is it Ireland or somewhere?
Is that her
one of those monkey
yelling?
Countries.
Look at her. These are little girls, dude. Look at this shit, dude.
She's kicking her in the head.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up. It's very fucked up.
It's fucked up that those kids have that violence in them.
We've seen it so many times with black people doing it to white people that one time I go, you know what? This is entertaining. Fine. One time.
They get the one.
They get one.
Everybody gets
Anthony Cumia is coming to this right now.
He's well, that's because of the age of the girls in the video. There's none to do it, race.
That is good.
The mom is fucking hot garbage. But, I mean, look, what do you do here, right? So... All right, we got it. So,
it's dirty having everyone else jump in.
It's very dirty having everyone else jump in. The mom is sort of facilitating it, which is crazy. But there's something also like as a fucking, I just grew up as trash. I'm still going. It's like, yeah, it's your fucking family. Fuck this stupid bitch.
Right.
You're hitting my sister. Like you're gonna hit me. You're gonna hit my other sister. You're gonna. I just kind of grew up that way.
Yeah.
Right. So I understand it, and I'm not like. I don't know, like, it's not... Obviously, you wouldn't do that with your kid. But in a weird way, I'm kind of going, she's not a bad mom. She's a good mom. That's what a good mom does.
My dad and my sister have basically gotten into fights together.
So, yeah, my mom, like, mom, I mean, I think a lot of people have that story. But, like, I had a bunch of bullies when I was a kid. Yeah. When I was essentially James's age or maybe even a little bit younger, my mom got sick of me coming home crying every day. And she took me to each one of their houses, and she had me fight them one-on-one.
Nice. Mm.
And she was like, no, you're not going to fucking cry. She was like, you're going to fight them, and you're going to fight them every time they try to fight you. And she was like, yeah, every time they pick on you, they're going to know that they're going to get punched. They're going to get their clothes dirty. They're going to get scratched and fucking bitten and kicked. And she was like, you fight until you can't stop fighting. And she was like, they will stop picking on you because they're going to go to the kid who's not going to fight them. And sure enough, that's what happened.
They said that for prison, too.
Yeah. No, that's literally
prison
the same
in your elementary school.
But that was, my mom had that mentality. I think that is like the white trash mentality.
It's
but
like even if you get your ass kicked, it's going to be harder for them to pick on you.
My kid isn't growing up in those circumstances, so I don't think I wouldn't need to bring my kid to his bully's house to fight him.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think that's necessarily the right answer for my son because he. Like,
what did the bully's parents
say?
For me,
my mom was fist fighting them. My mom was fist fighting the bully's parents. Yeah. Right? So it was very like trash. Benson Street in West Havershire was so fucking white trash. It was crazy.
Yeah,
and. Like, my son isn't growing, even if there was a bully that he should stand up to and should fight, right, and stand up for himself, the idea that I would go to their house and watch my son fist fight another kid and, like, it's just, my son's not growing up under the circumstances where he has, like, I had a fucking fight every day because these kids were throwing rocks at me and this is where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my son's not dealing with that. Even if there was a kid that was kind of like, because he just doesn't have to deal with any real bullies anyway, I guess that wouldn't be the answer. But it kind of is. I don't really know what I would do. If there was, like, some kid bullying James in front of me, would I be like, oh, punch him in the fucking mouth? I feel like I would. I feel like I'd be like, yo, punch that fucking little pussy in the fucking mouth and tell his fucking dad to come over here, and I'm going to fuck him up, too, and I'm going to fuck his whore wife. Let's go! Let's go, baby James!
My dad's done something kind of like that. He made a little boy cry because he pushed my sister down, and my sister was bleeding, and my dad scared the shit out of this little kid.
Mm.
Scared the shit out of it. He, like, ran back home crying. I don't think anything ever came of it, either. I don't think the parents ever tried to come up to my dad or say anything.
I saw some kid, like, because my son's school is from the 5th to the 8th grade. My son's in the 5th grade. If there was some, like, 8th grade kid bully, like, if I walked up to my school and there was, like, 2 or 3 8th grade kids, like, pushing him and taking a shit, I really think I would just start wailing on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I probably would. I would be cut out to be a parent.
I would start wailing them. I would shoot a harpoon gun through their fucking chest.
Yeah.
Crushing these jokes today, guys.
One of the kids I went to elementary school with, his dad was drunk and he walked up on two kids were beating up his son and he broke one of the kids' arms and they had to move.
Okay. No, I know I wouldn't be cut out to be a parent because I couldn't handle that. If someone was fucking with my kid, I would kill them.
Yeah.
Like, I would murder them.
Yeah. It's fucking tough, dude.
Yeah.
But when I was in sixth grade, these two black kids tripped me in the hallway. these two eighth graders.
Like, you tripping?
I just remember that.
Why are you tripping, Mike?
Yeah.
They were hilarious, too.
Right.
Someday I'm gonna be a professional comedian. You'll see.
You're just tripping, white boy. Push you down again. Dude, it was always like literally just like the average black kid was like always like class clown, like the funniest fucking kid.
Yeah.
You fucking have to be all like autistic and quiet. Like, I'm gonna write jokes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write them down.
I'm gonna be on Premium Blend someday.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank one of the best sponsors in the world, which is YoCreative.com, the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. And Skankfest, by the way, single day pass is still available. Going quickly, though. Saturday pass is going very, very quickly, so don't wait until the last minute. A lot of people do that. You guys will not be able to get into Skankfest. Come out for even a day. But Yo Kratom is the people that make that happen, and they really make incredible quality Kratom. It's only $60 for a kilo, so if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over 21 years old, you should get it from Yo Kratom.
That's right. They have the best strains, the best customer service. They're the marquee sponsor of everything we do. Stop going to gas stations, smoke shops, or bodegas and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackaroos.
Once again, that's YoKratom.com. No promo code needed. All right, where were we? Yeah, dude. Bullies were fucking rough for me. Did you get bullied a lot?
Not a lot, but like, yeah, here and there. Yeah. I had a girl bullying me one time when I was in eighth grade. I know
she likes you.
You think?
I think so. I think she would. I think she wanted it.
Okay.
Yeah, you fucked up. You should have made a move.
I should reach out.
Yeah.
You're like, did you want me? She's like, no, you're a faggot. Yeah. Fuck what I want with your fucking gay ass, you fucking idiot. You're short and you're fat. You have tits and a flat ass. The fuck what I want with you, bitch.
Okay, just checking. Okay, I just want to make sure because, you know.
Okay, hope all's well.
Because my mom said maybe you want my dick. You know, so I just thought I'd check in.
I'm sorry, this girl with fake tits on a podcast said maybe.
Sorry, this is gonna sound crazy. There's this whore I did a podcast with the other day.
Like, she knows what she was talking about.
She said that maybe you wanted to have sex with me back in eighth grade. Do you still want to have sex with me now? Are you calling your husband? Your husband's getting his gun. Okay. No, I just thought I'd
check it.
Okay. I'll leave. I'll stop DMing you.
See you at the reunion.
You'll see you at the reunion.
Did you guys go to any of your reunions?
Fuck no.
No.
I'm not flying back home for that shit.
So the 20-year reunion would have been during the pandemic, so that never happened. The 10-year reunion, I wasn't successful enough to justify going back at 10 years. Some people, I'm sure there's a few, right? Yeah. It's probably like 5% of the class. Because our generation, like, you know, we just... You know, everyone just fucks around now. I think everyone stays at home until 30. I think 30 is like the new 20, right? Yeah. And I think, at 28 years old, there was probably like 5 to 10 kids who had like gone on to have like real success and were making money and they were fucking...
Like young?
I think at 28, it's rare that people are making like real fucking bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'd fucking crush it. I'm like a fucking... Here's the thing. I know that I'm not famous.
Nobody from my high school like looks... that good.
That's the best part. You go back and everyone's fat. They've got a bunch of kids. It's great.
Yeah.
But like,
go back for that.
But there's nobody that I would like want to impress, I guess.
Oh, I see. You're saying there's no one that you want to go back to try to bang. Yeah. I got it.
She was murdered. The only girl that I...
Oh, no.
No.
Well, yeah, because now that's the problem is like now that I'm successful enough that
nobody's
feel
hot
like
enough. Yeah.
Everyone's... All the bitches are old.
All the bitches are old.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, what am I wasting my time
You're like,
here
maybe
for?
I go to somebody else's 10-year reunion, but not my own.
I'm going to go to a 2-year class reunion.
Let me see what all these 38-year-olds think of me.
Yeah, you got to get a trick and go to her 10-year reunion.
That's the way to go.
Right.
But yeah, like, I'm not famous at all, but I've been on television and done enough things.
She's got enough things.
That it would be like, oh, shit, fucking, there we go. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the success stories of North Rockland High School.
Right.
The other one is
Flo,
the progressive lady.
Interesting.
She went to my high school.
Oh,
she's
shit.
A few years older than me. So I got to find. She's more successful.
That's how fucked up his neighborhood is. He's the second most progressive person.
Nobody from my high school really did anything.
No, mine neither.
Yeah.
But there's no one that I'd want to see. I wouldn't go back to see. Anyone that I would want to see, I could see outside of going back to my fucking
high
school. I bet they're pretty familiar with you, too.
Social media.
My high school music teacher subscribed to my OnlyFans, so
hell
that was cool.
Sick. Right. realize you right there.
Yeah.
The internet is
a
sort of
straight high school music teacher.
The only the internet has changed it as well, so it's not really as necessary. So back in the day, a 10-year high school reunion, you have not seen these people for 10 years, right? Our generation was also the first generation that social media became the norm. Mm-hmm. By the time we graduated high school, MySpace and Facebook were the norm, right? By the time we were 22, 23 years old, everyone was on Facebook. By the time we were 28 years old, social media
you
was
keep
a part
in touch
of,
with the people you wanted.
Social
to,
media was part of life. Yeah, literally 15 years ago, social media had become a part of life and like another level. I signed up for classmates.com back in the day. I still get emails from them.
Same.
Be like, somebody else signed up for classmates. Like, who the fuck's on classmates.com?
Yeah. Someone wants to talk to you. I'm like, oh.
But that was sort of what it was back in the day before there was social media in our lives. You would sign up for something like that and be like, oh, I'm going to see some, you know, what's that guy doing from high school? You can sort of just see it now. And honestly, it's not good.
It's not good.
It's never good. A lot of people that like, this is the other side of like social media. Like, I think a lot of people, especially in the industry, quote unquote, whether you're a comic or you're just, we use social media in a way where we're presenting our lives like it's the fucking best. And a lot of people do this. Even people that aren't in the industry, a lot of people do it. But there's also, you cross a threshold of people that don't try to make their lives look good at all on social media.
Which is
and
cool.
That's crazy. That's a lot of people that are in like high school. You went to high school with, you'll go to follow them on, it's usually Facebook.
They get messy.
They're messy.
They're using it as their diary.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
they're
it's
just like,
it's entertaining.
Doggy, it is why.
Or a girl you went to high school with will like take a photo, it's just like her and her two kids.
Dude, yeah.
She'll change
her, there's one girl who dated my uncle for a while. And I like spent a serious amount of time following her life because she broke up with my uncle, moved back to where she was from, which was Alaska, got together with her ex, had a kid with him, they broke up, he like went to jail or some shit, got together with another guy, had another kid with him, he tried to run her over, mm-hmm. and went
your
to
uncle?
Jail because he tried what
your uncle
no this is no guy. No this
additional
is
she's, third
yeah this sorry. Is a third dude went with this other guy, had a kid with him, he tried to run her over, went to jail because he tried to run her over, then she left him for this other like fat ginger dude, had twins with this guy, ends up
twingers?
Breaking what happened?
Twingers. Yeah.
Broke up with that guy. Twingers. Broke up with that guy. Ended up back with the first
That's
guy.
What I call
had
her.
Another kid with him. Got fake tits. Started doing meth, I think, and then went down to Florida. And I was just watching this like this was my
it's
reality
beautiful.
TV.
It's
I
so
was just
fun.
Yeah. Oh my God, I couldn't beautiful. Stop. I was going through her whole
thing.
Did
she post about the guy trying to run her over?
Yeah, she did. She absolutely did. Yeah.
Watching small town bitches post their dirty laundry on Facebook is beautiful.
So entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, there's one guy that I follow that like, that I went to high school with, and his whole thing is like, he's just regular giving like life advice.
Oh no.
Like, it's like, I almost like want to read it. Like, I kind of, it's fucking crazy. Like, he's like literally in front of like, he's standing in front of like,
is he trying
a
to
2003
like...
BMW? And he's just fucking like, it's a lot of like that. And he's like, know. It's like a, he always hashtags blessed. It's like a wild.
All my favorite is people who hashtag blessed because you know they're unhappy. You know they're deeply unhappy with something.
Dude, is this guy
but it's always a picture with their spouse being like blessed.
Right.
And they hate each other.
Hold on a second. It's fucking.
It's the exact guy you think.
It literally, look, I'm just blessed. Literally, it says that. Blessed. Look, I mean. He's standing in
well,
front
everybody's
of
got
standing
a
in front of
a caravan.
Yeah. It's great.
You gotta fucking see. I don't want to show it. I don't want to show it on camera because I don't want to fucking. Dude, he literally is standing in front of a Dodge Caravan. Oh it's God. Fucking crazy.
He's doing the thing with his hands.
Yeah.
What is that?
Here, give me my phone, you piece of shit. You can't trust comedians with your fucking phone. But like, it'll be. Let's see. I'll see one of his posts. Oh, just simply God chooses you.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you see me, if you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear.
Oh my God!
Now is that like a meme or did he like?
No, he wrote that.
Yeah. He's fucking. It's
oh,
ready, dude.
Boy.
Look at dude. It's fucking the pictures are bonkers, dude.
But is he trying to be like a motivational speaker or something or like?
No. He goes, first, thank God, now family and friends. May this year be very prosperous for all of you and always stay blessed, grateful, and ready. Mm. Praying hands, I got this. Mm-hmm. You're like, don't
is he trying to motivational speech
who
himself?
Who is this fucking for? What is it? I don't understand what it's for.
It's for himself.
It's for
he's
himself.
Being like, I got
some
this.
Some people are happy with very little.
Well, that's maybe sure. He might
they're
have
not
a
ambitious.
Lot.
They're not ambitious like us.
He might have a lot. I
don't
understand.
Have an entrepreneurial mindset like the four of us.
I don't understand the mentality.
Yeah, exactly. Diversifying.
Dude, a girl exactly. my wife grew up with has a full Juggalo Hatchet Man back piece.
Okay.
And her Facebook is everything. she calls her son Slick Johnson.
Oh my god.
And he's like 8 years old, 9 years
old. What's
a
back piece?
It's just her back whole tattoo. Back is the Insane Clown Posse logo. And I met the wrong one. And she did a whole Facebook post that I had to read 1,000 times that she caught. So her son lives with the grandma.
Yeah.
And the grandma found dick pics on the son's phone. Uh-huh. And she was asking people for advice what to do when your 10-year-old is sending girls dick pics.
Oh, on wow. Facebook?
On Facebook. Wow. That's the, it's the same people. Lady who complained that snakes were falling out of her ceiling. She's everything to me.
That's amazing.
May is masturbation month.
Hell yeah. I'm off to a great start.
Yeah. So do you masturbate a lot, Zia?
I mean, yeah, on camera and off camera, I suppose.
A lot. A lot. Yeah, you show you masturbating.
I started to, yeah.
Boys, start your engines. Yeah. Because Zia used to do shit where she would like not show her vagina.
For like 3 years.
Yeah, she'd like really? Cover it up and be like, you fucking asshole, show your fucking pussy.
See, my wife used to do a thing where she had access to my email somehow. So one day I just joined OnlyFans when she was out of the house.
Yeah.
And she sent me a screenshot. And no. Said, welcome to OnlyFans. And she goes, what are you, bored?
Oh, no.
Was so she mad? Like,
sure, but you know. Yeah.
Whose was so it? Whose OnlyFans did you join?
Somebody.
Fiance?
Someone no. you know personally?
Fucking scumbag?
No, not, nobody Fiance? I know.
Don't lie. It was somebody you know personally.
It wasn't Karen Fiance.
But it was somebody you know personally.
Somebody that that's I know. The thing, that's somebody the thing online.
That's the gal. That's the thing that the gal would get pissed off that you know the girl personally.
Well, that's the whole point of OnlyFans, right. though, right? Like, otherwise, yes. you could just watch
See
porn.
Your friend.
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the.
Yeah.
Because
that's
your
the
friend's not
point.
Doing porn. Yeah, that's the whole yeah. point of OnlyFans.
I deactivated my entire OnlyFans account. I got rid of all of them.
Yeah, it was fun seeing Louis naked.
Butthole Louis?
Yeah.
So yeah, masturbation month. What are you jacking to?
It's hard to like. It's a slippery slope, you know.
Asian porn.
Yeah.
What are you jacking to these days, Racine?
It's just my imagination.
Your imagination.
Yeah.
It's just
I don't
fucking
have a lot of time. I can't watch.
It's like a world
Even
made of candy.
Like,
it's me. It's me. It's me as a Ninja Turtle. Like,
all your fantasies. Ooh, a house made of chocolate.
It's me fucking Lola Bunny as a Ninja Turtle. Yeah.
You know? Ooh, Jessica oh, Rabbit stuck in my
your
head.
Imagination.
Adding a late show.
Yeah. Selling out on a 70 seat room on a Thursday.
Jesus fucking Christ.
150,000 views on a YouTube special.
What are you jacking to these days, Zach?
Big tits.
Big fat titties. But
yeah, there's a girl, Azora. The girl I showed you, Nat, the redhead with the dreadlocks. Azora X. Oh, my God.
But you can usually find enough on, like, Instagram stories these days, I feel like.
No, you go to their Twitter, and then you go to media.
Yes.
And you'll get, like, 3-second clips from the OnlyFans, and usually that's enough.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's some. That's the, 3 seconds. And then the girls with, like, the giant fake BBLs.
Hmm. I dusted off my Oculus.
You're probably not on social media, right?
No, I don't do social media at all.
That's good.
I dusted off my Oculus, and I started jacking off to. I tried to jack off to virtual reality porn again.
How does it feel?
It's great, but my Oculus is old, and it needs like an update or something. So like literally just. Like a minute into it, it just like froze.
It looks like Minecraft.
It was bad. It was all fucking glitchy and freezy, and it wouldn't work properly.
Sure.
And my son has an Oculus, and I feel bad jerking off on his Oculus.
I get that.
So I don't want to beat off on his Oculus
or wearing it.
Well, you don't. You're not touching anything.
Yeah,
you're just fucking. You know.
Do you ever jack off and your dog lies down next to you?
Yeah. I don't have a dog, but back in the day, for sure, dude. My dog would lie in between my legs while I jacked off. Not like on my dick, but like literally my dog would... Dude, this is such a weird thing. So I had a jack
off. Oh, when you lock your knees?
You lock your knees, your dog like lies in the...
It's literally a dog.
And your dog gets so comfortable. Your dog gets so comfortable, like, I don't want to get up. He looks so happy while you're jacking off.
Dude. That's a small dog or a cat owner like thing for sure.
Yeah.
Is your cat the blanket creates like a little fucking like almost like what do they call it
a
hammock for your animal while you beat off, and then he just fucking lies there like
yeah,
fucking adorable.
Do you want to quickly see the girl that Zach mentioned?
Please, let's see.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Oh, wow.
You like that, Zachy?
Yeah, I think she's hot. Fucking hot.
She's hot?
She's got fucking fat tits, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's been my girl.
Zach first thought it was a real cow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's magical.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Good for her. A little too thick for me. A little too thick for my taste.
Hey, that's why they make them in all shapes and sizes, baby. Something for everybody.
I like this type of thick. I think she's a really nice type of thick.
Yeah, no, obviously. She's got a great shape, great body.
She has a real nice stomach, really nice hips.
Somebody sent me a fucking Top Girl fucking
nominee.
Candidate. Nominee, yeah. She's pretty toy, but she might be a child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One time my wife came home from work early and I was like looking at Instagram and my dick and balls were out. They weren't hard. They were like out. I'm just going like this. She's like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and we're paying for daycare.
Dougie, how do you jerk off to people's Instagrams? That's crazy.
That's where I start, yeah.
That you start there and then you move on.
Nobody repeat that.
So you go on. Don't let it. You move. Do you, and you do the phone the whole time?
I usually just put the phone away and go use my imagination.
I mean, I can't. Now my algorithm has gotten me into girls with big fat tits that have a baby doll and they're pretending to breastfeed the baby doll.
Dude, that's just popping up on mine.
Yeah. So that's something I'm going like,
okay.
Like this is like a weird little thing that I've been into lately. Remember for a while there was a thing on the algorithm where it would be like girls wearing like a dress that's like
see-through.
And you see her pussy lips. Yeah, hanging down. That was a thing.
Yeah, that was.
So these gals will find a way to be a whore.
Yeah.
It's really ingenious, actually. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Do you, can you show like tops of nipples on Instagram, right? Do you get away with that?
I've done it where I've worn a see-through shirt on Instagram and you can see my nipples. And so far it's been okay, but you never know.
Yeah. You don't want to risk losing your entire.
Yeah. I prefer to post on Twitter just for that reason.
Yeah.
Although they throw warnings on everything.
What are you looking at, Mike?
Nothing. Well, I'm just seeing what's on Instagram at the moment.
Yeah, can't just jack off the chicks on Instagram.
Sometimes I'll screenshot the Instagram story. Ooh. If it's a good Instagram story.
I'm always afraid, dude. I can't tell you why. I'm afraid that one day, Instagram, without telling me,
is gonna
implement a thing that's gonna go, hey, this person screenshotted your story,
like Snapchat.
Yeah, like dude, and then you're like,
I deleted Snap. I panicked.
You deleted
Snapchat.
You deleted on Snapchat.
And then I took a screenshot and it just said, "Take a screenshot." She goes, "Did you just take a screenshot?" And I panicked and deleted Snapchat. I was like, I can't have this.
Yeah, that's what it's on.
The girl said, did you just take a screenshot?
She goes, did you just take a screenshot of that? And I was like, no. And then I deleted my Snapchat.
So on Instagram, you could make the picture disappear, right? Like
a story?
Yeah. Well, no. If you send somebody like a nude, you can make it disappear.
Oh, yeah. You look at it once and that's you can't see it
But
again
if you
after
screenshot
that.
It tells the person that you screenshot it.
Okay.
All fucking right. Snitch.
Found that one out the hard way. Who's hard are you on Instagram?
Exactly.
Fucking assholes.
It's almost like the best thing to do is just have sex with your wife.
That sounds terrible.
You know, it's not. It's great.
Oh,
I love it.
I just look at girls with big fat asses and then see which black comedians like the.
Yeah.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up. It's been fun. Always a great time with Mike Racine and Zia Anderson. You guys are the fucking best. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode. So if you guys are not subscribed, make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigital.com. You guys get a bonus episode every week, and we'll check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.